Do you say yes when you want to say no? Do you not speak your mind out of fear of what others will think? Do you go along to get along and as a result feel resentment, anger at yourself for not having your own back? If so, this podcast is for you. I'm going to define what it means to be a people pleaser and how that directly impacts emotional eating and your weight. I'm also going to get you started on the one thing that you need to do to start to change your tendencies towards people pleasing. So if you're ready to stop the people pleasing, then let's go. Do you want to lose weight but struggle to stay committed to a meal plan because you constantly feel hungry? Does food provide you comfort when you are bored, angry, lonely, or sad? If so, you are in the right place. My name is Kristen Jones, and I'm a life coach specializing in emotional eating and weight loss, and I'm also a lifelong emotional eater. I want to provide you with information, motivation, and support so you too can learn to manage your issues with food and develop a healthy relationship with yourself. Welcome to the Breakthrough Emotional Eating Podcast. Hi, and welcome to the Breakthrough Emotional Eating Podcast. My name is Kristen Jones, and thank you so much for joining me this week. Now, if you are an emotional eater, I'm not saying that every emotional eater falls into this category, but I'm going to say, based upon some very informal research and information that I've gotten from clients, I'm going to say that more than likely, if you are an emotional eater, you have some tendency to be a people pleaser. People pleasing is oftentimes a very common trait among humans in general, but also, but more specifically, emotional eaters. And for me, this is something that hits really close to home for me, because that has always been an ongoing and something I work on to this day. And I will share a couple of stories that have happened in the last week that have really been huge for me in taking very, very dramatic steps in getting over the people-pleasing tendencies that I have. And having been an emotional eater for all my life, it's just something that is so naturally ingrained. It is very challenging at times to even recognize that I'm doing it and then to actually stop it and do the uncomfortable, difficult thing that I usually have to do as a result of not wanting to be people-pleasing. So why are emotional eaters people pleasers? And what comes first? Is it the emotional eating first and then you become a people pleaser, or is it people pleasing and then that causes you to emotionally eat? The chicken or the egg? Which one is it? Well, we're going to go over that today. But what I want to start off with is defining what people pleasing is. So people pleasing is when you say yes to someone, to something, when you want to say no. Now, there are often times that we have to do things, especially at jobs that we don't want to do, and it's part of our job. Yeah, there's all sorts of things we don't want to do. I hate folding my laundry. When I fold my laundry, I'm not being a people pleaser to my laundry, but there are certain circumstances that we do need to do things that we don't necessarily like to do. But these are things somebody asks you to do something and you just really don't want to do it. You don't want to go to dinner, but then you don't want to hurt their feelings. So that's the kind of thing we're talking about. Not speaking your mind. Not asking for what you want, either in a situation, in a relationship, or in any kind of circumstance. Somebody asks you, you go out to lunch with a group of people and someone says, "So where do you think we should go?" "I don't know." Yeah, "I don't know" is just going along. That's people pleasing. And especially when they say, "Oh, let's go to fill in the blank of the food that you don't like." And you say, "Oh, okay, great." And you go and you suffer through lunch. That is not asking for what you want and not speaking your mind. People pleasing is also staying in a situation whether it be a relationship, whether it be a temporary situation, long past the time that you should, and there are things that are happening in that situation that you don't want to be a part of or that you're uncomfortable with, and you don't leave because you don't want it to look bad. You don't want people to get upset. You don't want people to talk. People pleasing is also caring more about other people's feelings than your own. It really gets down to that. It really gets down to you putting someone else's feelings ahead of your own. And you do that because ultimately we're afraid of what other people are going to think about us and what they're going to say and how that's going to look and all the things that go along with that. And so those things all kind of get swirled in your head, and just saying yes when you want to say no or just going along to get along seems so much easier. But when you're an emotional eater, it has huge, huge repercussions. And so that's kind of what I want to talk about today. And then also, you know, give you some ideas and some thoughts about how you take the next steps. What are the things you need to do in order to? And they're not super simple, but they are. They're not simple, but they're easy, but they're not. I'll explain why. So how does this type of behavior, these people-pleasing tendencies, how do they impact and influence emotional eating? Well, when you don't speak your mind, when you do something you don't want to do, when you are doing something outside of what's pleasing you in that moment, oftentimes when we do those things, we expect some recognition because we've made a sacrifice. Now, no one around us knows we've made the sacrifice, but we know we've made a sacrifice. And when we don't get that recognition, that is going to create some pretty significant anger within us towards other people, especially if we're involved in a situation with other people or with work. We can really create some huge hostility and anger because here we're giving up. We're doing something we don't want to do. No one else knows that we don't want to do it, but we've done something just to go along. And when no one recognizes that we've done it, we're angry. We're angry because we've made this huge sacrifice. And it's that anger that we have to be concerned about. It can also present itself when we don't do something that we don't want to do, very similar to the first example I gave, but we do get recognition. We do get recognition and they say, oh my gosh, that was so nice of you. It doesn't matter how many times they say that to you, it's still going to eat at you. It's still going to bother you because you know deep down, and we all know deep down, that we're being a doormat. We are just laying down for other people. And inside, we know that's not what we're supposed to be doing. We can push it away. We can push it aside. And what we do is we push it aside and we distract from it. And that's where the food comes in. So we're sad. We feel used. And it's, again, those emotions that we have to be aware of because that's what's then going to catapult us towards that emotional eating. And when we walk around with so much anger and so much resentment because we're doing so much for other people and we're so, frankly, afraid of what other people are going to think and we're so consumed with that, we ultimately will turn inward upon ourselves because we are angry and resentful and we walk around with all of these feelings bottled up inside of us. And there's no place for them to go. Well, there is a place for them to go, and that's what the problem is. So when we combine that anger and resentment, feeling sad, feeling used, feeling taken advantage of, when we feel those things, we do not feel good. That's pretty obvious. And what do we do immediately when we don't want to feel good? When we don't want to feel that feeling anymore, when we don't want to feel that bad feeling, well, the easiest thing is to turn to food. That's a no-brainer. So easy, so easy to go and get something to eat and eat those feelings away. And the only person that that hurts is you. The only person who has the pit in their stomach after they've binged, after they've overeaten because of their people pleasing, you're the only one that feels that pain. You're the only one that's suffering. And so really the reality is, you know that you've let yourself down. You know that you haven't been true to who you really want to be. And that's where the bigger issue comes in. That's where we're talking about how you feel about yourself at your core. And if you don't feel good about yourself at your core, you are not going to like those feelings, and you are going to turn on yourself, and you're going to want to push those feelings away. And pushing those feelings away and turning on yourself will result in those binges and those overeats and those things you don't want to be doing to yourself. So how do we address that? How do we start dealing with that? Well, one of the things that probably the most important thing that anyone can do, and this is what I always start my clients with, this is the base level foundational things that I have my clients do, is they start immediately doing affirmations, recognizing negative thought patterns, stopping those thought patterns. And you can't stop the thought patterns. You can just interrupt and recognize them, because sometimes those negative thought patterns are so deeply ingrained that they are so automatic. They're playing in the background and you don't even know what's happening. So it's recognizing it, stopping it like in the moment and saying, oh, no, we don't do that anymore. That's not how we roll. And then having a positive thought to come back to, having a positive thought that overrides that thought. Those are affirmations. Those are creating those affirmations and then reciting, writing, reading them every single day. Time, patience, and consistency is what it takes to change those thought patterns, because what people pleasing is really a result of just not believing that you matter. And you do matter. And you need to remind yourself of that every single day. So that's where it starts. It starts with affirmations. It starts with telling yourself that regardless of what anybody else thinks, regardless of what they say, I am okay. I am good enough as I am. And for some of you, you may be thinking, oh my gosh, yeah, no, that's never going to happen. No, I promise you. I promise you, if you do this, it will. You will get to the point of being okay, of feeling okay, of knowing your worth. But it takes time. And I say this because this was my life. And I will give you two examples of just this week, two times where I stopped myself and was like, nope, we're not doing it. We're not going along just because we're so afraid of what someone else is going to think. So this last week, I had a circumstance where I knew I was at a social gathering, and I knew that there was an expectation for me to stay all the way to the end of the event and to help clean up and to, you know, see it to the end. And that was an expectation that I was very aware of, going in. And, I had kind of taken some steps to kind of not make that necessarily absolutely positively have to happen, but there was still some expectations of other people that that was what was going to happen. And some things started happening at this event, and it became very uncomfortable. There were some interactions that I had with some people at the event that were not acceptable to me, to my personal morals, my personal beliefs, and my personal values. And I was not comfortable being there anymore. And I made the decision that I would leave and I would go home and I would not follow through on what I know was expected of me from a few other people. But I had to honor myself and honor my own. I had to protect myself, to be totally honest. And I also but I had to honor who I was, and knowing I knew that I could not be in this situation any longer. And so I removed myself, and there was many flashes of, oh my gosh, what are they going to say? What are they? Oh my gosh, they're going to be talking about the, they're going to be thinking. And I just had to shut it down. I had to stop myself and say, nope, this was about you. You took care of you and you should be proud of yourself. And 4 days out, as of right now, I feel really good about that. But in the moment, it was hard. It was hard. But I knew in my heart it was the right thing to do. And ordinarily, if you had asked me, if you'd asked me about this circumstance 5 years ago, oh no, would have just written it out. Would have written it out and been so angry and so upset. And yes, I would have eaten everything in the house after that happened. That's number one. Second thing, just happened today. I recently went away on a vacation and went away with one of my relatives. And we had stayed at an Airbnb and I had been responsible for, I said I would get the, I would book the Airbnb, and the vacation came and went and nothing was said about us, you know, splitting the cost of the Airbnb. And I had kind of forgotten about it. I hadn't said anything prior to the trip, and then the trip came and went and the person I was traveling with didn't say anything about it. And so I was really worried about saying something because I couldn't remember. Oh my gosh, did I say that I was gonna pay for the whole thing? And that's not that's not what I would want to do. But you know, did I say that? I can't remember, and I kept second guessing myself. And it, I know to many of you, you just be like, well, just ask the person for the money. And but it was I second guessed myself, like, oh my gosh, maybe I had, and I just had to shut that down. And today I messaged the person, told them how much it was, and within 30 seconds. I had a Venmo, you know, I was Venmoed the money and everything was good and there was no problem at all. They didn't think anything of it. They didn't have any issue with paying it. I had created that in my mind and it was like, oh my gosh, so ridiculous. But I also had to accept that, like, okay, if I had messed up, then I would have to be okay with saying, you know what, if I did say that, that's not what I meant. And I was really okay with, yeah, you know what? And if they're upset with me, then that's going to be okay too. And it was completely not even that situation. And everything worked out, you know, better than I could expect it. I could have expected. But that people pleasing, that, oh my gosh, okay, maybe I'll just absorb the cost. Maybe I, because I don't want them to be uncomfortable. Well, what about me? What about me being uncomfortable? And I really had to think that through and say, you know what? And this is really relevant to me because I teach this. I teach people this, and I still can fall back into that. So don't think that for a moment that once you start, you know, speaking your mind, that that's always going to be the way it is, because we all have instances where we will, you know, if we're not working on ourselves, if we're not always, you know, reminding ourselves of our worth and our value, we can forget how important we are. So I really, really, you know, want to stress to everyone, we have to be working on this stuff all the time. So those affirmations, those beliefs about ourselves and always working on ourselves is something that is of paramount importance. So again, this is just a quick little episode just to give you some pointers and some guidelines on people pleasing. And again, reminding yourself that negative self-talk, that's the root of everything. And if you feel like, oh my gosh, my self-talk is so bad, it's okay. Don't beat yourself up for having negative self-talk. That's just another beat down that we don't need to do. But it's acknowledging that I can start today to start making changes. And it may seem like it's the biggest mountain and you'd never be able to do it, but you can. I promise you, you can. And if there is, if you're sitting there listening to this and you're thinking, oh my gosh, that's me all the time. And then I go eat. Got to start working on the people pleasing, because the emotional eating is a direct result of that. So if that is, you know, if that's something that is really, you know, heavy on your heart, that's where you need to be headed. You need to be headed towards creating that foundation of belief in yourself and loving yourself and knowing that you're valuable and you're worthy and you are enough exactly as you are right now as you're listening to this podcast. So I hope what I've shared with you today has at least given you a little bit of direction, a little bit of glimmer of hope. This is something that I work on with my clients all the time. And, you know, if that is something that you feel like you need work with, please, you know, reach out. Information in the show notes. I have listen to the end of the podcast. I have some directions as to where you can go to get into a free course that I have and start working on this stuff right away, because this is so very important. So again, I send you with all of this information so you can start to really look at what are the things that I can do right now to help alleviate the people-pleasing, and in turn, start to manage my emotional eating, and in turn, start managing my weight and my life. All right. I hope today's episode was helpful. Please listen to the last, as soon as I end this podcast, you'll hear a little bit of what we call an outro. Listen to that and write down the information and definitely get into my free course that I have. Okay. All right. Take care. I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. For your next step in managing your emotional eating and to lose weight, take my free course, Food Freedom. Go to Kristin Jones Coaching, that's KristinJonesCoaching.com to sign up and get immediate access.